Good morning. We're chatting with Crystal McAteer, the mayor of High Level. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I am doing quite well, things considered.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
The smoke. Okay, we got an event coming up here, and the 60th. What can you tell me about that?
So our 60th anniversary, it seems like it was just 50 here a few moments ago, but here we are celebrating our 60th anniversary, and we have had a team working on this since September, because we knew the event was coming up, and of course the town planned for this event and put money aside for the event. And so we've had an amazing team working, you know, diligently on hiring people to be here, and working on food vendors and bouncy castles and, of course, the market, which is always a huge one. Last year we had a night market and it was over 1,000 people that attended. So we're really looking forward to this.
Okay, sounds great. Like I noticed it's not just the, as you say, the concert. There's
no.
A whole lot that goes along, as well as after the concert.
Right, right. They're having an after party at the Stardust. So that will be for people that want to stay longer than 10:30.
10:30 for the families.
Yeah.
And then the rest for somebody else.
Exactly.
So it's a huge thing. It's a big thing. I mean, the town of High Level has been around as an incorporated town for 60 years. Now, the first time I ever was in High Level was 41 years ago this month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I lived in High Level for 30 years. What's your story here for High Level?
So I came, like everybody else's story, I came because I really missed the North. I was teaching in Grand Prairie just out of university, and I wanted to be close to my family, and I was raised in Manning, and I have family in Fort Vermilion. So I came to High Level as a teacher, not expecting to stay 45 years, but I do love it here, and I'll probably be here another 45.
Yeah, there's been a few people I've talked to who said, yeah, I came here for a year in 1964.
Exactly.
And they're still here.
Exactly.
It's a very, very welcoming town.
It is. It is. And you can be whoever you want to be here, and that's what really attracted me. You know, really attracted me to High Level was, yeah, like people of all diversity, let's say,
mm-hmm.
worked together,
yeah.
And we played together, and there was nothing, you know, there was nothing separating us.
No, I've noticed that going to the any of the grocery stores, you can hear 6 different languages.
Yes.
And everybody's smiling at everybody about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a great place, and, you know, you come here. If it's not here, you make it here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And what do you see for High Level's future? This is 60 years. What about the next 60?
Well, when I came to High Level, it was a big oil town, and, of course, I was young, and it was fun. And as I grew older, I did volunteering and, you know, on different boards like all of us do. I began to recognize that my friends came for 2 years and they left. And there was nothing really here for kids or at families. I felt like High Level was a big work camp. And that was sort of what attracted me to going to council. Like, I'm all about parks in neighborhoods mm-hmm. and making it a place that's comfortable for children. There wasn't a seniors home here. I began working on that. That was one of my first, mandates on council. And, you know, like 20 years later, I used to joke and say, yeah, I'm building my future home at 42. Well, here I am. It's going to be my home. And it's just opened, and it's not fully opened yet. So, mm-hmm. I mean, things progress really slowly up here, but I think we have a welcoming community that's good for families and seniors now.
Yeah, that's one thing you do notice, the Centennial Park, the park up behind Town Hall. All these little parks are, you know, these are family places.
Yes.
So High Level is becoming very much a family town.
Exactly, and that's kind of what we wanted as council, to make it very family friendly. But it takes time and it takes money.
Yeah.
And it takes the will of all levels of government.
Yeah.
So it's been a work in progress, but Hopefully one day we'll get to that multiplex.
That would be lovely.
Maybe not in my lifetime.
I'm not playing anymore, but that would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you very much, Crystal, for your time. And let's look forward to this weekend and a great great event going on here in High Level.
I just want to put a plug out for Gord Bamford because he is a well-known 26-time, you know, Canadian Country Music Award winner with songs like When Your Lips Are Close and Dive Bar. So he is a fantastic performer, and he's backed up by Mariah Stokes, who is a country American artist, and she's a 2-time country Alberta Female Artist of the Year. And so we'd like to make sure people come out and welcome them to High Level. Like, everybody's been welcomed here when they have come here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, looking forward to a very good weekend.
Okay. Once again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.